Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. An Economist Walks into a Brothel and Other Unexpected Places to Understand Risk is a nonfiction book by economist and journalist Alison Schrager that explains risk through the lens of financial economics and unusual real-world examples. Rather than treating risk as a vague feeling of danger, the book presents it as something that can be identified, priced, hedged, insured, and managed. Schrager uses case studies from legal sex work, poker, Hollywood, paparazzi culture, big wave surfing, horse breeding, and the military to show how different people and industries deal with uncertainty in practice. The book is not a technical textbook, but it is grounded in economic ideas such as diversification, trade-offs, and the relationship between risk and reward. Its purpose is to help readers make better decisions in work, money, and life by understanding that risk cannot be eliminated, only handled more intelligently. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, risk is measurable, not just alarming. The book begins with a basic but important reframing: risk is not simply the possibility of something going wrong. Schrager treats it as the full set of possible outcomes and the probability attached to each one. That definition matters because it changes decision-making. If risk can be described in measurable terms, then it can be compared, priced, and managed rather than merely feared. This idea is drawn from financial economics, where uncertainty is routinely translated into probabilities, expected costs, and trade-offs. The practical implication is that people should not ask only whether a choice is risky, but how risky it is, what the downside looks like, and what benefit the risk is buying. That approach is more precise than intuitive caution. It also explains why the book repeatedly returns to examples where people knowingly exchange security for higher pay, greater freedom, or better outcomes. In that sense, the book argues that risk is not the opposite of rationality. Unmanaged or misunderstood risk is. Secondly, five rules for taking risk only in service of a goal. A central structure in the book is Schrager's five rules of risk, which organize the argument around purposeful decision-making. The first rule is to define a clear goal, because without a target, it is impossible to judge whether any risk is worth taking. The second is to look for risk-free or lower-risk alternatives before assuming danger is necessary. The third is to take only as much risk as needed to reach the goal, rather than maximizing exposure for its own sake. The fourth is to insure against what remains whenever possible. The fifth is to measure the cost of the risk itself, including hidden costs and opportunity costs. Together, these rules turn risk from a dramatic gamble into a disciplined process. The logic is not that all risk is bad, but that risk should be instrumental. This makes the book especially useful for readers facing career, financial, or strategic choices, because it replaces vague bravery with structured judgment. The rules also show that risk management is often about restraint, not aggression. Thirdly, Why the Nevada Brothel is the book's opening case study. The brothel example is the book's most memorable case study because it makes abstract risk visible in a setting where safety, legality, income, and reputation all carry a price. Schrager uses legal sex work in Nevada to show that people routinely pay to reduce risk, even when they do not call it that. Workers may exchange a share of earnings for security and reduced personal danger, while clients may pay more for a controlled, lower-risk experience. This is a concrete demonstration of hedging in everyday life, sacrificing some upside in order to limit downside. The brothel works as an analytical tool because it strips away euphemism and shows the economics directly. Readers can see that markets often exist not just to sell products, but to redistribute or soften risk. By beginning here, the book signals that its subject is not morality or sensationalism, but pricing and incentives. The unusual setting is effective because it forces readers to recognize a universal truth whenever people choose convenience, safety, legality, or predictability. They are often paying for risk reduction even if they do not describe it that way. Fourthly, the book separates risk from uncertainty. One of the strongest ideas in the book is the distinction between risk and uncertainty, a distinction associated with economist Frank Knight and emphasized by Schrager. Risk refers to situations where outcomes may be unfavorable, but can still be estimated using data, history, or comparable cases. Uncertainty refers to situations where the future cannot be reliably predicted because the event is new, rare, or structurally different from past experience. This distinction changes what sensible planning looks like. When something is risky, analysis, modeling, and insurance can help. When something is uncertain, those tools are limited, and resilience becomes more important than precision. Schrager's treatment of pandemics and other unknowns makes this point especially clear. The problem is not only calculating probabilities, but recognizing when probabilities themselves are weak guides. The book, therefore, argues against overconfidence in models and forecasts. It suggests that good decision-makers know when to lean on data and when to prepare for breakdowns in data. That is one reason the book is broader than personal finance. It also speaks to business planning, public policy, and crisis management. Lastly, real-world specialists reveal how people actually manage danger. Schrager's broader method is to learn from people whose professions force them to think carefully about risk every day. Poker players, paparazzi, surfers, horse breeders, filmmakers, and military figures all appear because each group operates under different forms of exposure, reward, and uncertainty. These examples matter because they show that risk management is not only a Wall Street discipline. It is a practical skill developed in settings where decisions are made under pressure and data are incomplete. Poker illustrates psychological bias and the need to separate emotion from expected value. Surfing shows how experience, contingency plans, and judgment matter when the environment is volatile. Horse breeding and film production highlight diversification and portfolio-style thinking. Military examples show the value of preparation when failure has serious consequences. The book uses these cases to show that smart risk-taking is usually not heroic or impulsive. It is selective, calculated, and often boring in its discipline. That makes the book useful to readers who want a transferable framework rather than isolated anecdotes. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a practical, non-technical way to understand economic risk and apply it to personal or professional decisions. It will appeal to people interested in finance, decision science, entrepreneurship, public policy, or anyone who regularly has to choose between security and opportunity. Its main benefit is that it does not treat risk as an abstract theory or a self-help slogan. Instead, it shows how risk is priced, compared, insured, and reduced in real settings. Readers gain a clearer vocabulary for thinking about trade-offs, and they also learn when data can guide decisions and when resilience matters more than prediction. What makes the book stand out among other books on risk is its unusual mix of economic rigor and memorable field examples. The brothel opening is not just a provocative hook. It is a way of making hidden risk exchanges easy to see. Compared with more technical economics books, it is accessible. Compared with generic business advice, it is more conceptually disciplined. That combination is what gives the book its distinctive value. If you would like to support Alison Schrager, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.